Good morning, everyone. My name is John Olguin, and I oversee marketing and communications for Chip Ganassi Racing. And we have a pretty exciting announcement to make today. But first, I want to introduce who we have here with us. First, on the far left, obviously, the owner of Chip Ganassi Racing, Chip Ganassi. On this side, we have the founder and CEO of DC Solar, Jeff Karpoff. And in the middle, Ross Chastain. So DC Solar and Chip Ganassi Racing are excited to announce that Ross Chastain will be the full-time driver of the number 42 Chevrolet in the Xfinity Series in 2019. So before we open it up to questions, I'm going to ask a couple of each of these guys here. So turn it over to you, Chip, and talk a little bit about Ross and why Ross.
Make no mistake about it. I mean, I think everybody on the team has agreed we're putting him in the car because we think he can win races and compete for championships. And I think in the short time that we've got to know him, I think you've all seen the kind of performance that he's capable of. And I want to thank Jeff for pushing me to hire him. I think I told most of you that story about I probably could not have pointed Ross out of a lineup of all women and him. So before Jeff pushed me into trying this guy out, I repeatedly told Jeff he didn't know what the hell he was talking about and to leave the drivers to me, but he kept pushing me and I couldn't be happier. And thanks, Jeff. And so I think, you know, I think we all saw, whether it was at Darlington or Vegas, that, and knowing a little bit of the story, I think we all know that Ross is the kind of guy you want to root for. And he's capable of winning, and you know I like winners. So we're very proud to be here this morning, and here we go.
All right, Jeff, how about you talk just a little about your relationship with Ross and how this came about?
Well, let's see here. I've always paid attention to the four red cars on the track and trying to figure that whole scenario out. But I think it was Darlington a year before last. I obviously were represented by Spire, and I seen Ross over there tinkering with the Spire bus, and it just showed. You know, I asked what was going on there, and I was told that he was managing the bus in between practice and qualifying everything. And I thought, man, this kid really wants to drive. He wants to be here, and he's doing everything he can to make that happen. And that inspired me. And so I started watching closely at the performance of what Ross was doing on the track. And I seen week after week that he was outperforming the ability of the car that he was driving, which showed real talent. And I think Phoenix earlier this year, I saw Ross in the driver meeting, and I told him at that time, I said, I'm going to try to do something. And whatever that was, I didn't know at the time. And at that point, I didn't know if it was buying an extra set of tires for the four car or trying to figure out a way to put him in another piece of equipment. And as the year went on and we saw that that he was on his way to point into the championship, I thought that's pretty spectacular based on the set of circumstances that was wrapped around him. And I said, man, before I jump in with both feet, I really, really want to see what he's capable of doing in the 42 car. And I think we all got to see that in Darlington, right? He led more laps in the first half of that race than we did in the previous 3 years. So We were all pretty taken back. Won both stage races, stage points, and then continued on for the next two races to just show dominance. And at that point, we knew that we really wanted to move forward and try to figure something out on a much larger scale. And here we are today.
Great. Ross, want to talk about how it feels right now? What's going through your mind?
I'm just trying not to throw up, honestly. It's unreal, honestly. These two guys sitting next to me is a dream just to know them and to get to know them the way we have. Jeff mentioned Spire. I've known them now for five, six, 7 years. Just as friends, never was able to do anything on the business side, but we stayed friends. And then when they needed help with the bus, different things, just helped out. It was easy enough, and shoot, it paid my way to the racetrack, and I'd tow my own truck behind it, and then either stay on the bus or go to the team hotel. And they kept telling me that there was stuff coming up. The last couple years, they kept telling me it was going to be okay, and I didn't think anything like this would come about, definitely not this soon. I did see movement in the sport and thought there was ways I could fit in somewhere for a long time, and then when they told me they wanted me to meet Jeff beginning of the year, then that they had talked that Jeff and they and Spire had talked about me, I was like, holy moly, this could be big. So after the first time I met Jeff, I could tell right then the kind of guy he was, that he was going to make something happen. And I didn't know I didn't know if it was tires for the Ford car. I mean, what Johnny Davis has done for me is incredible. 4 years with him is longer than anybody of the recent time has spent with him, and it's cool for me to say I've done that and built that four car, and that's really awesome. So I didn't know where Jeff would fit in, and when they said that the races were opening up in the 42, I did throw up because I was so nervous before the first race, and just wanted to do my job, and I still feel like there were so many mistakes I made, but they kept telling me, both these guys and the Spire group and all the chips got people at the shop, even people up at the IndyCar shop. I went up there when we were in Indy when it was raining all weekend and took a tour, and even they made comments, the guys in there, about what I did and stuff the week before at Darlington. So it's they were all reassuring me the whole time that it was going to be good. I was kind of glass half empty, and thinking about all my mistakes that I made when I was in the car, because I felt like that was my chance, to prove to them. I felt like I did make a lot of mistakes, but they saw the good stuff.
Good. Open it up for questions. Wolfgang and Jenna. Bob. And then Bob. Wolfgang?
Yeah, I have a question to the gentleman from DC Solo, Wolfgang Monzer from Germany Rennsport Press Agency. Can you give some more background about your company and how you came involved in motorsports?
Yeah, so our company, obviously, you see the solar generators and light towers around the track. We've created some great partnerships with many of the speedways. I've always been a diehard NASCAR fan. My kids both started racing when they were 4 and 5 in the outlaw sprint carts, and it was very common in our house that we had NASCAR Sundays. And so when the opportunity came about for DC Solar to partner with NASCAR and the speedways, our product was a perfect fit. Obviously, you can't help but to notice that DC Solar has arrived. I think we have just under 1,600 units right now across the NASCAR community. So just a longtime race fan and love the sport. And we were continuing to grow the business, and we had to figure out a way to pay for the sponsorship within the walls of NASCAR, and we've achieved that with the many relationships that we've worked on since we've entered the sport.
Jenna?
Jennifer, APA. I have a question for Jeff and Chip. Jeff, following up on that, you are spending in NASCAR in various areas at a time when everybody seems to think sponsors don't want to be in the sport. Why does this work for DC Solar, and what are you getting back from, because you've got fan walks and race entitlements and a car. You're all over the sport.
Yeah, so, you know, I've always been a, a multi-marketing type of person. And back when we had our auto repair shops, I knew what all my clients did, and I was able to send one customer to another customer. And I saw NASCAR as a great way to work that. I mean, we've bought millions of dollars worth of vehicles from Hendrick. We've talked with other team owners. We transport our equipment across the nation. There's so many opportunities for a company like myself. We're getting our product out there. We have leases with the Speedway. We spend part of that money back in track sponsorship. We don't just work with Chip when it comes to working with other sponsors. We want to work with every sponsor in the garage. And with that, we've created a lot of success. Whether it's an auto parts supplier supplying parts for our fleet or transportation company transporting our equipment across the country, or a large part of our business is renewable finance. So we do tax credit finance work. And so everywhere there's an opportunity, we try to take advantage of that. And with that, we've created a tremendous amount of success where not only are we able to cover our sponsorship costs, but we're making a lot of money doing it. And so for a company of our size to come into this sport and really show a big presence and be a part of the community, we're very proud of that. And so we look forward to many more years of this.
Thank you. And Chip, how many times has a sponsor or someone come to you and tried to be the driver scout, and did you listen? And when did it click with you and Ross? Was there a moment that you were like, yeah, maybe the non-talent scout has an eye for talent?
I have talent.
I don't know where to begin with that answer, Jenna, but I will tell you that obviously when it clicked for me was probably, okay, he qualified at Darlington pretty well, and okay, it's not impossible, and obviously to lead the, to win the first stage, and not only that, but he led a little bit, and I think he fell back to second or third and then came back to the lead again, a couple times. So that kind of started thinking, wow, I got to start paying attention here, Obviously then the second stage and then the incident he got with another driver there, in the final stage, I guess. And so obviously then, opened my eyes. And I'll be the first one to admit that I called Jeff on the phone and I said, Jeff, WTF, where was I? What was I thinking? Where'd you find this guy? So it was that kind of thing. Yeah.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. A couple for Chip. How important was the win? I mean, did he have to win to get this ride, or were you pretty sold before then?
No, I don't think, we don't ever put our drivers under the pressure they have to win. I mean, I just want them to do the best they can. And I don't think that... I got to be honest with you. I was like, okay, the guy did a great job at Darlington. We'll see how he does here in Vegas, yeah, I mean, we're thinking in the back of our minds, hey, we want to win every time we go out. So I don't want to discourage anybody from winning, but I don't want to say that anything depends on it either.
And do you plan to run a second car at all for your Cup guys in Xfinity?
I'd like to run John Hunter in a second car. That's what I'd like to do. I mean, I think I got two young shooters here that, I'd like to run him. And we've entrusted him for these last couple races, and we've entrusted him at Miami for the championship. So, we got lots of things to do yet there with him.
All right. Right here in the front.
Christian Coley, frontchurch.com. This question is for Ross and Chip. Ross, you've been in the JD Motorsports car for the last 3 years. Do you feel like this chance you're getting gives the opportunity for other drivers to possibly get those big time rides like you're getting?
Yeah, I mean, it's not the traditional way of the last 10 years that I've been paying attention, and probably, my path hasn't been done. I know Brad was kind of along the same lines, but I wasn't around then, so I don't know all the details of his stuff. But I mean, yeah, you got Garrett sitting right over here. I mean, he came in a year after me, and has been fighting down there in Gaffney with, you know, right alongside me, and we, you know, setup wise and stuff. You know, we're similar. You know, it's just budget wise is where the difference comes in, and that's where we've done the best job for the four car, is building the budget above and beyond what it was before. And that's a testament to the team down in Gaffney. By team, I mean basically one guy and Tony down there selling and what he's done. And then our group out of Florida, the group at Spire, you know, they help out there too. And it should be a sign that there is a different way to do it. You know, you don't have to show up and come here to Phoenix in a truck, and you don't have to go and get in Kyle's truck, you know, your first time and then try to run the full season with him for, you know, out of your pocket. You know, there is a different way to do it. Granted, you still have to have funding and support, and that should be job number one of any race car driver in America, is securing that one way or the other. If you think you want to make a run at this, before you ever talk to a team in NASCAR, you should have that figured out. Whatever level that is, and do the best you can there, but be well versed in that. You know, learn how to wear white button-up shirts, and you know, I've worn button-up shirts before, and granted, this is my first time buying a fancy pair of black dress shoes. I had to go buy those yesterday, but I'm gonna mess up the name. Is it Cole Hans or Hans Cole or something like that? I don't know what the name of it is. I got a recommendation from a buddy, and he said to buy those. They'd be comfortable. So they are. But, yeah, so that was, yeah, just figure that kind of stuff out. And that's something, I mean, not just talking about Garrett because he's here, but he's somebody that, you know, obviously can drive. Johnny's kept him around now for 3 years. This is my fourth year. It's his third. And just, you know, just keep fighting and just keep racing. That's the biggest thing. Like, I'm gonna run all three races next weekend at Homestead. I'm running the cup race here. You know, Jay Robinson and Premium have given me chances this year to make all these cup races except for two. You know, and it's been huge. That's helped me in the four car. You know, but you're out there racing for 33rd, and that's fine. Like, we know that going in, and there's a bigger plan with Jay, and I bought in on that, and I bought in on Premium. And a lot of guys can't do that, and they think they got to be in the most expensive race car, and it's not the case. Like, you can make your way through the sport different. There's a lot of different ways to do it, and I'm proud to do it the way I did it now. I can't say that 5 years ago I saw it working out. I mean, the first time, it's funny that these are two big events, were Vegas and here, but my first two times, my first time at Las Vegas and my first time at Phoenix were starting parks. For Bobby Dotter, we had ran most of the year and got to the end of the year and couldn't run the whole race. So it's really, I come back to these tracks every year now and I think about that, but honestly, that's what helped prepare me to get in the 42 car and be able to get everything out of it and be up to speed right off the bat. You know, first practice at Darlington, I already had laps. You know, and in the cup car that weekend, bouncing back and forth, you know, it takes away from talking with a crew chief and Mike Shiplett. I don't mean to ramble on, but like getting to work with Mike Shiplett and those guys, Nick Harvey, Josh Wise, I can't even describe how good they are. Like, they're ridiculously good. And that's one of the things that, Jeff and I talked about, was keeping that group together, no matter what. And so that we're not letting anybody off that team. You know, if they want to be there, we want them there, because they are rock stars when they build that car.
All right, a few more back here, and then Jerry, and then Chris.
John Haver on ESPN Albuquerque. A few weeks ago, it was reported that you were going to run with Premium again next year in the Cup Series. Is that still the plan, even with this full-time deal? Or are you going to cut back in the Cup Series? Just like, what are your plans for Cup next year?
Yeah, I mean, the plan right now is to run if it comes up that it's a problem. You know, Jay understands, he knows, but right now that's the plan, is to run. You know, and if we cross this board here, if we think that it ever becomes a problem, I've been up front with Jay that, you know, the focus this year, I was up front with him that was Xfinity. I would never miss an Xfinity practice in the four car. I'd never miss anything. So I did miss Cup practice, Cup qualifying. I showed up to Pocono in Michigan and started the race without ever turning a lap that weekend. And Jay was good with it. And I said, if you need to let Reed drive or somebody else, I understand. He said, no, you come in for the race. We drove up from Mid-Ohio Saturday night and got in Sunday morning and ran the Cup race. So he's been really understanding and just like these guys, just like Johnny Davis, Gary Keller, Gary Cogswell, my crew chief on the four car for all these years, and Brian Berry down there, they're pushing me. They want the best for me, and it's hard not to be selfish, but it's, you know, and I take all that, but it's really unreal to have so many people pushing me forward in the sport of NASCAR.
Jerry
Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. Chip, for you, obviously, you were talking about John Hunter a while ago. Is that something that you are actively seeking, is to put him in a full-time Xfinity ride? And also, do you have any other announcements that may be coming on the Cup side of things soon?
Yeah, Jerry, I don't have any announcements that I want to make about anything else. I mean, it's safe to say that, you know, John Hunter's done a great job for us, and I like the kid. I want him around, and I'm actively working to, you know, I'd love to run. Like I said, I'd love to run two cars in Xfinity next year, full time. That'd be the best. That'd be the best of all worlds if I could do that.
All right, a couple more, Chris, and then Bob.
ChrisKnightCatchFence.com. Ross, do you think you have to go into 2019 and back up what you've done in 2018, or are you just going to focus and do your thing each week?
I just want to do my job, but I want to win every race. I mean, that's why I come to the track this weekend. I mean, I'm in the 4 and the 15, and I want to run as good as I can. So the biggest thing is not make these guys regret putting me in the car, and whatever that means, do the best I can.
Bob, last question.
Bob Pockers, ESPN. Ross, are you temporarily retired from watermelon farming, or will you actually still go back and forth?
No, I'll go back and forth over the off season. Generally, I've stayed down there the whole off season, but I have a feeling, talking with the group at CGR, that they're going to have me around quite a bit over the off season preparing. So I guess I'm going to have to get. Chip's going to. He's going to tell me I have to. It's going to be one of those do as he says, not as he does, but I'm going to have to get a pair of spandex and get on one of those bicycles and all that. So Josh has already warned me. So, no, I'll be down at the farm quite a bit because there is a lot of work to be done down there with my family, genuinely with the farm. So, I still want to be a part of that as well. But race cars are priority number one above and beyond. And obviously this is a chance of a lifetime. And, I'll look back on days like this and in 50 years and think, man, how cool that was and how I was sitting up at that table about to throw up the whole time and kept rambling. But, I still want to be involved with the farm as much as I can.
All right. Thank you, everyone. They'll be around for one-on-ones if you need them for a few minutes. And then we're just going to take a photo.